radio. That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Peachesandclean.com.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. I imagine there'll be a few fires in fireplaces around town tonight across the area as we have another chilly night ahead. I think we'll fall to the upper 30s in the overnight hours tonight. Only mid-60s for a high tomorrow, a little breezy. Upper 30s again the following night, and then a late week warming trend as we get back into the 70s on Friday and into the 70s over the upcoming weekend, still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-361-4762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-361-4762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-361-4762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-361-4762.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's give this a listen.
Well, what's happening all over the world is enough months have passed now. Early on, lots of people were persuaded there was a deadly virus, so they accepted lockdown. But as the months have passed and their personal experience and the government's narrative bear no resemblance to each other, more and more people all over the world, it's increasing all the time, in country after country after country, are realizing that they are part of a scam. They've been had. And the scam is to transform human society using the excuse of this fake virus. So what they're doing is, in the name of health, they are destroying the world economy, they are destroying people's businesses, and they're destroying people's livelihoods. And this next series of lockdowns that apparently are now planned are designed to finish off so many of the businesses that have hung on for dear life this far. Why? Because when the population has no access to independent employment, they become dependent upon the state. And what they're now starting to suggest more and more loudly and more frequently is something that's been in my books for literally decades. And that's the plan to introduce what they call a guaranteed income. And the guaranteed income will be presented as a way of giving people a survival income, if that, because all the jobs have gone, with AI taking more and more jobs as well. But the idea is that this will not be a benevolent government. Benevolent governments is meant to be worldwide, saying here's some money because we care. It's here's some survival, just if survival income. And there comes with that a few consequences, a few riders. First of all, you have to have the Gates vaccine, which has an horrific and sinister agenda for humanity. And it won't be one either, it'll be one after the other. You will have to do what the government says. If you don't do what the government says, you don't get it. And we have a precursor to that in Australia, where the government's introduced legislation that says that if you're on state benefits, see guaranteed income that's coming, and you don't have your child vaccinated according to a whole list of government recommended vaccinations, then you lose benefits. And this is a precursor of the guaranteed income, total control. But to bring that about, you have to destroy people's independent access to income and to employment. And that's what the lockdowns are all about. That's why Professor Neil Ferguson, owned by Gates, funded by Gates, and Imperial College in London, funded by Gates, owned by Gates, came up with the computer models with the ludicrous projections of deaths, 2.2 million in America and 500,000 in Britain, to justify the lockdown, because the lockdown was essential to this plan to destroy the global economy. And people are starting to get it now. They're starting to realize that they've been lassoed. And we're starting now to gather together and push back against it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour for a Tuesday. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, riding shotgun. And there's a lot more to come.
And here they are.
Please play.
Time out means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette.
Well, that's coming. I have other good audio to play this afternoon, but we already have a call, so let's see.
Hey, Greg.
Yes?
Greg, you hit it right on the nose when you played that. I was watching on news this morning that the chancellor in Germany's trying to squeeze out the lockdowns and the shutdowns even more. And if you looked in the video they played on it, the people in Italy and the people in Germany have had enough. They're riding in the streets. They had it.
They're playing with the same fire here, and I can't wait to see what our mayor has to say at 4:30 this afternoon.
Oh, is he talking again today?
Yeah.
Oh, he's never a camera. He doesn't love to see himself in.
Well, hang on here. One second.
I can tell you one thing. I don't think Meemaw is going to be a Republican person in the primary race next year. I mean, for governor.
Are we having an election next year?
Oh, it was the year before that, a year after that, I'm sorry.
Probably not.
Who's the guy that was in charge of the elections?
Here?
Yeah, in the state of Alabama. Pfft. Secretary of State?
I don't know. It never came up because we had our votes counted and everything seemed just about the way we expected it. So there were, nobody ever said, hey, wait a minute, there's voter fraud here. Unlike Georgia, where the Georgia election secretary is so compromised that he's bending over for CNN and every other left-wing network for protection because he cut a deal with Stacey Abrams and her crew. I just read that earlier this afternoon. That's why Georgia is so screwed up right now. And they're not doing a real audit. They may be recounting votes, but they're not doing an audit, and that's two different things.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was interesting. It's like the Europeans are usually more passive than Americans, but it seems like we're more passive, and we're just allowing this to happen, where the Europeans have said, you know what, enough is enough. We're tired of it, and we're going out. We're taking our mask off, and we're going to eat where we damn well please and everything.
Yeah, and again, the pushback around the country on these Thanksgiving mandates is growing as well. And so far, it's mostly Democrats and Democratic states that are bringing back these draconian things that will close businesses, cause mass... There's already a mass psychosis from this bizarre effing year, and they only want to add to it. And that'll, I don't know if that's going to be their excuse to make us obedient servants or what. But
this fruit, I heard in the news last night, I think it was on Tucker Carlson, that he said the total amount of individuals under the age of 18 in the state of California that have actually died from COVID are two.
Yeah.
Two people.
And probably many more from drug overdoses, I would guess.
And like over 50% are people with pre-existing conditions or over the age of 75.
Right. I mean, we've known that from the get-go.
Exactly. And I tell you, what's up with the governor in New York, man? He needs to shut his trap.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to blame everybody.
He's an a-hole. And so is his brother on CNN.
But who elects him? The people of the mass.
Stupid people. I don't know. I mean, you got to talk to somebody in New York and get their expert answer. That's why they're fleeing by the hundreds of thousands. And then they're going to go to their next state and say, well, let's do it here. And that just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Hey, Greg, you got a real winner in Chicago. Your mayor there.
She's not my mayor, and she's not my winner.
Oh, my God. She's unbelievable.
She is. She's a real piece of work, and the city's turning into a real piece of crap. Thanks for the call. Here is Chris.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. Right.
It's a beautiful day out there, Greg.
I know. I was bike riding in it an hour ago or two.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's John Merrill, who's the Secretary of State. He does an absolutely excellent job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He could be your next. He could be your candidate for governor.
Yeah, I would vote for him.
Second of all,
me too.
The thing going down there at the city, I think, folks, everything's local. We need to start paying more attention to local stuff because we got a guy that is left-wing as it gets running the city. And he's got another left-winger down there who is the state health director, Scott Harris, who's an unelected bureaucrat that has no say-so, but we have a governor that listens to this guy way too much.
Well, let's see what they have to say.
That's right. The question is, and I think you need it, it's at 4 o'clock, I think, and I think you need to play it on your radio. Let everybody listen to this guy and see what he has to say. If it's one thing, hey, be careful during Thanksgiving, and, you know, be cool, and everybody wash your hands, you know, all that, that's cool. But, you know, we could see a guy that's going to go as far left as they can, like up in Chicago, where she's going to say, hey, we're going to cancel Thanksgiving. So Stephen Reed has a choice here. He can either be a guy and just, hey, be cool and take care of your fellow man, or he's going to say, I'm going to make some probably unconstitutional lockdown requests, and see what comes out of that. And by the way, if you think that Stephen Reed could stop the virus, he sure can't stop 57 people getting shot and killed in the city of Montgomery this year. So the guy that was elected a year ago to do all these great things, just remember, you know his word that he was going to be a transformative mayor and do all these great. He hadn't done anything. He hadn't even picked trash up on the side of the road. So I just say everybody be aware, and I think you need to carry, if you can, what he says. And, you know, be happy to make some noises while he's talking at the same time.
I'll see if we can pull it up through our news affiliate, CBS.
I think fart noises would be very appropriate.
Yeah, I can do that with Fox at the top of the hour, but I would not do that with our local news because they do a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
They're not one of this team of parrots that's running around, you know, like Sinclair Broadcasting, where everybody's handed the same script. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, I think just everybody keep the head up and look. You know, they're talking about people being woke. I think there's a lot of woke people out there, and they're woke to what's going on. And government overreach. I mean, Americans can take a little bit, but, you know, Boston Tea Party happened for a reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, they need to be aware of that.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, anytime. Heads up.
Thanks, Chris.
We'll see what we can do about the mayor's press conference. Maybe if nothing else, we can put it on and watch the closed captioning.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I'm not feeling real good about what he's got planned. City can't afford to close any more businesses, lose any more tax revenue. And if you try and tell us that you can have six people for Thanksgiving, good luck with that. Make sure you enforce it in all parts of the city, too. There's already one state, I think it's New York, you know, where they came up with the ridiculous no Thanksgiving or these ridiculous limitations. And one sheriff in New York has already said, I'm not enforcing that in our county. Basically told Cuomo, up your ass. So we'll see. They are really pushing the envelope. Really pushing the envelope. And I mean, to a danger point. Not just, I'm upset, they are pushing the envelope to a point of no return. And I think they're twisting the dragon's tail. I got another video posted by Trump TV that I want to play, and it's David Blackman.
Mm-hmm.
He's committed today. So we will hear from him. I would like to take a moment to invite you to consider some of the great opportunities to lease at Jack Ingram Nissan this month. They have a 2020 Sentra S at $189 per month. We said $1.89 a month this morning. I corrected it immediately. It was just one of those things. That's a great price. $189 a month. $189. A 2020 Frontier Crew SV for $299 a month. 2020 Altima 2.5 S at $199 per month. And you have certified pre-owned opportunities, special incentives and interest rates, and programs throughout the Jack Ingram family of stores. I haven't been to Signature Pre-Owned for a while. Let me visit them for a second and see what's going there with Tip Tames and his team. We always check the values under $10,000 and let's see what's happening there. Wow, they must be selling those like crazy. There's a few good, excellent cars in here, but man, 2009 Camry LE, a Ford Explorer Track Limited, and a 2016 Nissan Sentra S. Great car, very safe. Let me take that to 5 empty. Okay, so they sold those. They had a couple in that category. But I check. So you don't go chasing down something that is no longer there. But when you price the cars the way they do, when you sell the quality of vehicles they do, everything with the Ingram name on the back end is something you can buy with confidence. 108-point engine inspection. Vehicle history has to be clean and pristine, and so does the interior of the car. They just don't want to resell somebody else's trouble. Start at jackingram.com because it's time to love what you drive.
We're talking with David Gray at Gray's Tire and Auto. And David, your team goes above and beyond when it comes to auto repair.
We take pictures of the repair before and after, so you actually see what we're doing.
And how about that warranty and free roadside service with all repairs?
Any repair that we do, we have a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Not only that, if you spend $25 at any store, you get free roadside assistance for up to a year, twice.
Visit GraceTireCenter.com.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The city is gross. I'm leaving today. All because of the pandemic. New York, New York. Wish I had a car. I want some more space. I got a tiny apartment. New York, New York. I wanna wake up without sirens killing my sleep. Nobody taking a crap on subway seats. New Yorkers just won't stay 6 feet away. Throw in the towel on my dreams of old New York. I just can't take it here. I'm moving anywhere I bid adieu. New York, New York.
And they're leaving New York by the hundreds of thousands, and that idiot governor, it's almost like, yeah, well, good luck. They don't seem to care. I have some tape here. This is from, I guess, Zuckerberg and...
They're on Capitol Hill.
Rasputin are back in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. I just saw a tweet from somebody congratulating MSLSD on having the... let me see if I can find that real quick here. And it's from David's blog. David Blackman joining us shortly. MSNBC, Dayside and Morning Joe overtake Fox News and total viewers last week. The first time since, are you ready for this? 2001. 19 years. Is it because their election coverage was so great?
No.
Is it because they have such dazzling personalities?
No.
That they've decided to be fair and balanced?
No.
No, it's because people are saying, screw you, Fox News. You betrayed us. It's and not more complicated than that. So go ahead and, you know, sprain your shoulder, patting yourself on the back. Nobody's watching you because you're suddenly great. They're just not watching Fox. And we're not talking about a few hundred thousand viewers. We're talking millions. See, we don't have to go out and we don't have to break storefronts. We don't have to burn buildings down and destroy cities. We just aren't going to do business with you anymore if that's the way you're going to treat us. Sneering. I mean, I forget who she was. I was going to play the clip, but I was depressed enough. Yesterday, one of their female anchors made some snotty-ass comment about Trump voters. Blow it out your Beezer bag, bitch. You know, who needs you? We don't. See how easy it is for Fox News Corp to pay your seven-figure salary when nobody's watching you. If nobody's watching you, do you think advertisers are going to pay the rates that Fox traditionally charges? This is what I don't understand. You can't run a business that way.
What bothers me about that, though, is that Tucker took a hit. Hannity took a hit.
Tucker finished 16th.
Yeah, which is ridiculous because he's a truth teller. And where they're going to get their news is worse than Fox and has been all along. So
no, they're going to Newsmax. Newsmax has been coming up. Or people are just going to their own websites or Facebook. There's all kinds of stuff out there people can go to. They don't need Fox.
Yeah.
They're not watching MSNBC. I mean, they picked up some viewers, and so is CNN, through the election. The election's not over, by the way. It's 2 weeks ago today.
Right.
Joe Biden is not the president-elect. You know, you don't know what to believe. Like, I saw something today that our military went in and seized servers.
In Germany.
In Germany with this Dominion software. And the actual outcome of the election is Trump has 410 electoral votes. Now, suppose a court buys that, it's all proven, and says, yeah, the rest of this is BS. I'm sure the left will take that. Well, that's the breaks, you know.
Yeah, right.
Too bad for us. In the meantime, we're supposed to believe that Republicans are capturing, not only the Democrats not gaining any seats, they've lost 10 or 11 now. And they may lose more. Does that generally happen in an election where an incumbent president is defeated? No, it doesn't. Of the other party? No. It doesn't. So all kinds of interesting statistical anomalies. And I did not vote for Donald Trump because I'm in love with his personality. I like his economics. I like the fact that he is a president of peace and has made deals that are meaningful and is bringing our soldiers home, putting an end to endless wars. Obama, one of the big disasters of many that the media covered his bony ass for was that attack on Libya. For what? So cankles could waddle around and say, we came, we saw, he died. These are sick people. We want war. I wanted to play this from Trump TV.
Remember this. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right, and they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Dismantling the criminal organizations that make large-scale human trafficking possible. We will not rest until we've stopped every last human trafficker and liberated every last survivor.
amazing video, and of course you see all the things that the media never covered. Treaties. He meant, you know, you heard the part about sex trafficking and the progress they've made in putting an end to that, and on and on and on.
Are you going to put that on your page, Greg?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that. For once, I want to be ready for David Blackman.
I'm going to share it.
On time. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You know, it's interesting. I work with some real wusses here. I got to be honest. I come in here in the afternoon after a heavy workout, and it's like 800 degrees in here. And I gotta schwitz for 15 minutes until the temperature comes down.
You are hot-blooded. You are.
I've been told.
Yeah. We all sit around and freeze. We wear layered clothing.
We don't have Clark's here in the studio, but I have them at home. And I love it. Whenever we need to adjust the system, it just pops into action and immediately goes to work. And they have saved us a ton of money on electric costs. We had a little anomaly in one of our bills late summer, August, September. For some reason, the bill popped up to $350. Was above what I expected because it was starting to cool down. So I had Clark's come out, and while they were there for the fall tune-up to get the system clean and ready for the cooler weather, which we're experiencing now, I asked them to take a look at the AC to see if there was something going on there, and sure enough, there was a wire that had disconnected, causing the system to run inefficiently. So they just fixed it. Didn't charge, just rewired it, and it works. And the next bill, the month was $150 lower. Yeah, it had gotten a little cooler yet, but still, I mean, September, October is not exactly, you know, the middle of winter here. For the best in heating, air conditioning, and let's not forget their amazing and talented plumbers, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Is that he?
That's he.
David Blackman joins us next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have light to moderate traffic around the boulevard, our most congested area, East South Boulevard, at Troy Highway in front of Baptist, and of course at Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331. Little outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Norman Bridge, I-65 and 85 looking good, and we have no accidents into us to tell you about at the moment. The Toyota-thon's underway at Reinhardt Toyota. There's a great selection of Toyotas just waiting for you. The Toyota-thon, now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class. See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
In a world that still calls for your touch, the You by Moen smart faucet answers without it.
Moen, wash my hands.
Only one faucet allows you to create hundreds of presets that deliver the exact amount and temperature you ask for. You by Moen, the only faucet you never have to touch. Water designs our life. Who designs for water?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. I imagine there'll be a few fires in fireplaces around town tonight across the area as we have another chilly night ahead. I think we'll fall to the upper 30s in the overnight hours tonight. Only mid-60s for a high tomorrow, a little breezy. Upper 30s again the following night, and then a late week warming trend as we get back into the 70s on Friday and into the 70s over the upcoming weekend, still dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Not me. I hear I'm hot-blooded.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media policies.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
There's more.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Yeah. Nothing says we value independent media like dozens of reporters forced to repeat the same message over and over again.
Here is one man who does not know the meaning of redundancy. Somewhere in Texas, the man with a 10-gallon brain, the author of DBDailyUpdate.com. Please welcome David Blackman.
Please clap.
Oh, this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Yeah, should I say that too?
I guess so. Apparently everybody's saying it.
Probably just you and I talking is dangerous to our democracy.
That's what I've always thought.
But so far my local commissar hasn't contacted me, although he is speaking to our city today. Is it four?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our historic mayor is going to tell us what's coming next, see if they can further destroy the Montgomery economy with more rules. And, you know, it's the coronavirus.
Well, you know, the Democrats are doubling down on destroying the economy now that they got their guy elected.
Well,
it's really kind of an odd strategy, it seems like.
I can't call him president-elect yet. I just can't.
Well, now that they think they've got him elected.
Ah.
I should say.
But.
Not quite done yet.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much out there, David. What is there realistically that we can hang hope? And I saw Wisconsin wants to build Trump $9 million to do a recount there, and I'm sure if the president asked his voters to help him raise the money, we'd have it done in an hour.
Oh, yeah, sure. The campaign doesn't want to pay for these recounts when there's massive fraud involved. They don't believe they should have to. I think that's part of what they're asking the courts to order.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need is not a recount. A recount's worthless. It's worthless. All a recount does is feed the ballots through the same machine that didn't work the first time.
You mean those reliable Dominion machines?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the Secretary of State in Georgia today made this big announcement. Oh, we audited our machines and there was no evidence of fraud. Well, the machine's not the issue. The counting machine is not the issue, okay? And it's the ballot and it's the software that drives the machine. That's the issues. And the ballots in Pennsylvania and Georgia, frankly, the mail-in ballots are the biggest issue. If we had a real audit of those ballots, a real recanvassing of those ballots, 1.2 million of them in Georgia, by the way, that threw out all the illegal ballots that are just should be disqualified because they don't have signatures and they don't have an address on them, Trump would win in a landslide in both of those states. That's the issue. A recount in Wisconsin, it's the same thing in Wisconsin. That's not the issue. And you know, but that's the distraction for the news media, right?
Yeah.
For them to focus on.
These statistical anomalies are stunning. Oh, Biden underperformed fat-ass Hillary. Sorry. I got carried away. Underperformed Hillary Clinton in all but four cities, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Detroit, and Philadelphia. Otherwise, she did better than he did.
Right.
Yet somehow, he's got 8 million more votes than whatever the number is.
It's not possible. These numbers are not possible in the real world. And that's why the media focuses on all these distractions that don't mean anything. It's why Raffensperger and Kemp in Georgia, who are trying to throw the election to Biden, focus on a recount. You know, all these distractions that don't mean anything. And that's what the court cases have to demonstrate, that Giuliani and Sidney Powell are leading, you know, is that the recount is meaningless. That doesn't matter. That's not what the issue is. And they have to clearly demonstrate that to a judge with real evidence and real proof in order to get a federal judge. Again, you know, the Trump lost at the Trump legal team lost at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court today, the state Supreme Court, which they knew they were going to because the court is complicit as well.
Yeah.
You got to get it to federal court. Ultimately, you're going to have to get it to the Supreme Court to rule that either the elections, you know, the ballots have to be fully audited, and that may not be possible in some of these cities because the envelopes have been separated from the ballots and thrown away. And if it's not possible, then they're going to have to order a reconduct of the election, and that would be unprecedented in American history. So it's a, you know, it's a real long shot.
Wow. Interesting, too, that that Joe Biden should thrash Donald Trump, who got more votes than he did last time.
Yeah, he got 9 million more votes than he did last time. It's incredible.
And there are currently over 70 million very pissed off people, because you don't, I mean, there are people watching these election results in the wilds of Australia who are saying, fake, fraud. They know, I mean, it's so obvious.
Right, because they get real news reporting in Australia
that
we don't get here in America.
With this big, amazing momentum for future President-elect Turnip, these things just slip out of me, David. I can't help myself sometimes.
Yeah, a turnip's a vegetable, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That works.
And the turnip lobby is going to be all over me. I did not mean to insult this very valuable and nutritious morsel of nature.
You should go for rutabagas. They don't have a lobby.
Ah! See, that's why I love talking to you, man, because you make me smarter. That the Republicans should actually gain all these seats in Congress. Isn't that miraculous in the midst of this big blue wave?
Right, and retained every House and every state legislature that they previously held and have added two more to them, increased their number of governorships, you know, won everywhere except for the presidency. It's not possible. In which state was it? Was it Michigan? Where you had 283,000 ballots that only voted in the presidential race, and all but 800 of them were for Biden, and 830 of them were for Trump. It was just unbelievable. Just incredible.
There is, there's nothing suspicious about a 280,000 to one outcome.
Right.
We're being conspiracy theorists when we talk like that.
Right. Yeah.
Can I ask you, my friend, to hang on for a moment?
Sure.
appreciate you so much. David Blackman, DB Daily Update. His blog is posted on my Facebook page. Take a look. You should be bookmarking it and reading it daily. Because I'll tell you, David will tell you the truth. And it's not always what he wants to tell you. But he's not going to lead you down any false paths here. And that's what we're getting this afternoon. We'll be back with David in just a moment. Shop Wiser. Buy Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furniture. You want to get new furniture in time for... Well, let's see what the mayor says, how many people you're going to be allowed to have or whatever. We don't know what he's going to say. Forget that. The fact is, the average person has spent 668 extra hours on their sofa this year because of the pandemic in these uncertain times. So if your furniture's getting beat up and it isn't as comfortable as it used to be, there's a reason for that. Because it's beat up and it's not as comfortable as it used to be. So go to a place that's got everything marked up to 50% off. The best selection anywhere. Kaiser Fine Furniture. And three, the Mount Rushmore of furniture goddesses here in the River Region. Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts. They can get you a Synchrony account at 0% if you spend $2,000. That's the way to do it. If you're going to go big, don't pay interest. They can make that happen for qualified customers. And after your slip is totaled up and delivery is arranged, the tax is only 8.25% there, where it's 10% because they are placed just beyond the 10% taxicals of Montgomery at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Go to shopkaiser.com and get started now. Back with David in a moment.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted, none of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. Man, 334-219-8599.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I do.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
You know?
Well, he wasn't lying,
was he? No, he was absolutely correct on that one. Let's take a look at where we are at, what we might be looking forward to in the way of a ruling. It's a shame. I heard that the two Georgia Senate candidates who miraculously lost, and that the one that Loeffler is running against, he's a freaking maniac.
He is. He's a left-wing lunatic.
I mean, and, really?
Yeah. So the news media will cover every bit of his past stuff so nobody learns about it. prior to Election Day, just like they did with Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's somewhere to the left of Jeremiah Wright from everything I've read over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, he's a true left-wing nut job and a real danger to society.
By the way, I'm getting a lot of Facebook feedback on the... I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, David. I posted it on my page. It's a video that Trump TV released. It's magnificent.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Musically, the production is excellent. Let's go back to your blog. I thought it was ironic, dbdailyupdate.com, that there's a tweet posted congratulating MSLSD Dayside and Morning Schmo, overtaking Fox News in total viewers since last week, first time since 2001.
Yeah.
They didn't overtake anything. They just stay where they're at while Fox News has absolutely collapsed.
Cratered, yeah. I mean, let's face it, you know, nobody wants to watch Morning Joe except the poor people who have become addicted to it over the last few years. But that's like a bunch of retired school teachers and, you know, journalists working for the New York Times.
Right.
That's the only people that watch Morning Joe and whoever will watch Morning Joe. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, but it's Fox's new, particularly their daytime lineup. The ratings are just cratering. The conservative shows in the evenings, they're still doing strong. Other than Martha McCallum, her ratings have dropped off pretty dramatically. But the big three, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, although I don't know why anybody watches Hannity anymore. But, they're still doing very strongly. But even there, Fox is losing ground to CNN in particular, which is just amazing to me that anybody actually wants to tune in and listen to Fredo. It's just incredible.
Really?
Yeah. From Showbiz Daily, I put this up earlier today, CNN snagged 11 of the top 15 shows on cable on Friday, continuing a post-election dominance of Fox News. Tucker Carlson was number 16 and Hannity number 18 as they were defeated by Jake Tapdancer, Wolf Blitzer, and Chris Cuomo, whose combined IQ equals that of a Labrador Retriever. Rachel Madcow barely beat Ancient Aliens for 37th place. Zucker should send a dozen roses and a hooker to Chris Steigerwald. That fathead, who's the poster boy for everything. But
Fox's election coverage was an unmitigated disaster that's going to kill that channel for years to come. I mean,
they will not get a second chance after
what
they
pulled. No, they won't, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't. And it's not just because they called Arizona early and had Fathead on, you know, proving that he's an idiot. It's because their coverage is horrible on election night. It's the only night I ever tune my television to CNN because Fox is so awful. And they've been awful forever, and I guess they're just going to be awful forever. So, there's no alternative to John King and Wolf Blitzer, who I can't stand normally, but on election nights, they just run circles around everybody. It's amazing.
It's nice to celebrate journalism every 4 years, I suppose, right?
I guess, yeah.
Who was the female Fox anchor that made some hot mic comment that was incredibly insulting, too?
I don't know. I hadn't heard about that.
There's so much to keep track of and remember. I'm not making excuses here. But,
yeah, you had that idiot on Saturday morning getting into a shouting match with one of the Trump campaign people, Leland Vittert.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah, he's just a liberal. He's always auditioning for a job with CNN. I mean, that's just what he does every Saturday, basically. He's worthless. And, the morning anchor, I don't even know her name. I don't watch Fox News in the morning. I watch Fox Business because Maria Bartiromo is fantastic.
She's fantastic. In fact, I think I have a Maria clip I'm going to be playing later in the show this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, early in the morning, that's what I'm watching is Fox Business, and then when she's done, I turn it over to the game show channel, you know, or something.
I know. I go home, and I go back to Mayberry, because I can't take it. You know, I'm here every afternoon trying to keep my brains from exploding into the soundproofing on the walls of the studio.
Right.
And I don't want to hear about it. I'm done. I care very passionately, but I'm not quite ready to kill myself in the process.
You have to have a little refuge.
Because I want to make sure I'm around, you know, to make things as miserable as I can for every left winger I can for the next 4 years.
Right. The problem with watching the game show channel is you have to watch the Tom Selleck commercial for reverse home mortgages every commercial break.
You know,
Oh my God.
I see those, and you know, I believe Tom. He's so good at being genuine.
And he knows what's what, right? He's been around.
He's been around. We need Tom Selleck to start doing election fraud. In fact, I think he is a conservative, if I'm not mistaken.
He is, totally, yeah.
We need him on Fox News.
Go, Tom.
Oh,
he's my man.
And Levin did an awesome rant at the beginning of his show on Sunday night on Fox. We played that yesterday here. That was where somebody called up and said, he reminded me of you. Because I'm known to go off the deep end occasionally.
Really?
I haven't hit
not
you
me,
yet, have
man.
I?
Not, never me.
No, I'm on my best behavior when David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com is on the phone with us. Our time is always well spent. It's just, I'm trying to wrap my mind around the fact that this election was 2 weeks ago, and we're still waiting for...
Oh, they just counted another 2,400 votes in Pennsylvania yesterday. What is up with this? In Nevada, it seems like they could only count like 800 ballots a day, and then everybody had to go home.
Well, they're finding them. They're pulling them out of the ground. And
right, yeah.
Well, in the old days when Florida was the great place for fraud, they used to carve them out of alligator bellies.
Right. Yeah, Broward and Palm Beach, man. DeSantis has cleaned those places up. He fired those election officials over there 2 years ago and replaced them with appointees, and those counties, they're active. They've gotten together, man.
The Broward County election supervisor post has been the biggest running joke for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
How about DeSantis and Kristi Noem, or Noem and
DeSantis? There you
DeSantis.
Go. Noem DeSantis, 2024. Here we go.
And if Trump ultimately has to, you know, if the courts don't give him any options and whatever, I believe he'll be a gentleman. And then I think he'll pour his resources and energies into building a new news network.
Yeah, that's what I suspect as well.
That will make left-wingers miserable, more miserable than Fox ever did. And you know how they hated Fox, so we'll see. David, thank you for your time, as always.
Thank you.
And if you have, if you're up early Saturday and want to join us, we will be here.
Yes, sir.
At your inconvenience.
I'll see you then.
All right, man. Thank you. David Blackman.
Have a good week.
Bye, David.
DBDailyUpdate.com. He is absolutely sensational at cutting to the chase. And yes, he'll tell you the truth as he sees it. He's not one of these guys that puts a blog together that raises false hope. Although I would love to see that 410 electoral thing come true, the military and all that, but I haven't seen much in the way of authentication on that story. But it's out there. So is traffic at 3:58.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have mostly moderate traffic all around the boulevard. Congestion, all the major intersections. Atlanta Highway outbound, very busy there, as well as the 31s, especially Highway 31 to Prattville. I-65 and 85 looking good now through downtown Montgomery. Remember, if you are traveling to Pine Level this evening, I-65 northbound, exit to Highway 31 is a parking lot because of paving. Hopefully that'll be wrapped up here in just a bit. Other than those things I just told you about, we look pretty good everywhere this afternoon. So smile and get ready for